Hey guys, oh my gosh, it feels so good to say that. I have missed this so much. I'm sitting here smiling like crazy, but I have really missed this so much. There have been like 3 technical difficulties. I lost equipment and like the move from school back to home. So I was like, dang, like they're gonna think I quit. They're gonna like it's not gonna. My podcasting thinks it's over, and I was so dramatic. Like I literally could just buy new stuff, and then I bought a new piece of something and it didn't fit. And I was like, oh my, like this could not be worse, but everything is okay. I was like, okay, time to lock in. People had been telling me that they had been like, new people had been listening to my podcast and that they really liked it. And I was like, if that wasn't the sign to come back, like it's time to go hard in the paint. I missed you guys so much, and I've been so excited to like record things over the summer and talk about what I'm doing over the summer, because since January when I started, I've been telling you guys about my endeavors and what I was going to be doing right now. So before I get into that, I think like the best way to ease back in is telling you guys about my experience and just sprinkling in a little advice, because I know with new things and in transitional periods, things can be like really hard. And this was kind of, I mean, honestly, I had been waiting on it for so long. It completely exceeded my expectations. So I haven't been struggling per se, but anything new is difficult to some extent. But, I'm gonna tell you all about it in a second. I just wanna do my segments and talk about a little couple fun things before we start. The song. I am still on my Bryson Tiller high. Like, to not get confused, it's actually a little scary. Like, I was thinking about how much I listen to the album and how much I just listen to him in general these days, and I was like, I have not been this obsessed with somebody since Eric, and it feels, well, I love Sabrina Carpenter too, so like picking today's song was really, really hard. I just want to, if we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it for real. I wanna talk about all the things. I am so proud and happy for Sabrina for like having her newfound high. Like Espresso is so good, and Please 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 is so good. And her album is coming up and it feels right. It feels good. It feels fresh. Like I just cannot explain to you guys in enough detail like how much Sabrina Carpenter and her music means to me and how much it's done for my life. Like I love Sabrina Carpenter so much, but just like in general, thinking about like what's most important to me right now for songs, it's definitely Smino and his comeback. Smino is not as popular as I would like him to be. Like I think for the artist that he is and what he does, like he needs more clout, but it's a Smino summer. It's a Smino summer. It's a Sabrina summer. It's an Ariana summer. It's a Billie summer. It's like, it's a summer of music. This year, oh, the Grammys 2025, oh, the girls are gonna get a run for their money. We're only halfway through the year, and we've already gotten Beyonce. Like, this is the same year. Beyonce, Billie, Ari, Sabrina. Like, I'm a little scared. Like TBH, I'm a little terrified. And Taylor dropped. Granted, I love Taylor, but like that whole thing with the like the 19. I want to go back to the 1830s. Like, girl, she lost me. She lost me with that one. And I haven't listened to like Tortured Poets Department that much. But like what I have been listening to, it's good. The girls are gonna get a run for their money. Sorry, I just had to give my little spill. But back to Smino, he is really like going hard in the paint right now, and I think he's also in album mode, which is also like, guys, slow down. Like everybody wants to drop. Slow down. I can only listen to so much and I can only exert so much. I'm like, guys, please. But I'm not gonna complain. I love music and I love when my faves drop. He just dropped Polynesian. That's his like latest single. I think what's gonna be on the new album. I don't know if Misfit, but ain't missed a fit yet, is gonna be like, come on, that line, that title, Misfit but ain't missed a fit yet, fine. But I don't know if that's gonna be on his new album or not, but I know that Polynesian probably will be in the rollout. Is doing really well, and it's a Smino summer. Every summer has like been a Smino summer for me since 2021, so I'm gonna play this for you guys. This is the vibe. This is the vibe for sure. Polynesian, I got sauce even on a Sunday. She rocked it like a Hyundai.
stop redemption. Is you Shawshank? She throw it at me cause you mad at him. Girl, don't Shawshank me. She might reach, gotta grab it for her for no reason at all. She got your knees and she asking me about where I be, where I'm from. I'm high in these, off the ganja right now. She try your knees on me, girl. She Kylie, spend a lot on the nails. I'm Gucci to my balls.
He is so good. Like, I freaking love Smino. Guys, yeah, it's a Smino summer. There's so much good music. Billy's album was literally perfection. Perfect. 10 out of 10 would highly recommend. I know Billy, like, everybody doesn't listen to her, but this feels so different from what she's done. Like, simply the production, going there for just, like, the vibe, the lyricism, the production, the vocals. Because she was like, you know what, I'm done with that whispering. I'm not going to whisper anymore. It's giving let's belt. It's giving let's run. And she's eating. Like, whatever she's been doing these last few years, she's taking it, honey. She's taking it. I'm literally so scared for the Grammys. But anyway, I'm doing really good right now. I want to give you guys my reflection of the week, but more so like the reflection of the month since I haven't been here for real. But like, this is probably the greatest reflection of my life. And I don't think I'm being dramatic. Like, this has really helped me more than anything ever has. So I don't know what switch went off, but I got tired of being stressed. I was like, look, this can't be the rest of my life, because you know, you can do whatever you, after, we're grown. We're grown, we're in school. Like, I'm sure most of the people that listen to me are like either older than me or at my age, going to college in it. We're grown. And whether we like it or not, this is it. We're not gonna take any more breaks. Like, there will be vacations, you could take a gap year, you could stop going, you know, do whatever you want. But we're grown. It's time, like school, bills, buying apartments, being owners of things, putting things in your name, credit, it's here. And I'm like, if this is like the introduction, because I'm 19, almost 20, and like, I can't even legally buy a drink yet, like, not in the U.S., like, this is the start. And I'm like, girl, if it's gonna get worse, I need to figure out how to maintain stress. Because what happened to me freshman year, that will never be me again. I can never get that out of body, that stressed out, that sleep deprived ever again. Like, no. So I was like, something needs to change, and I need to figure out how to like be okay. Like, just how to be okay. And some switch went off, and I was just, stress became a thing that I don't entertain anymore. I know all of my viewers aren't like really spiritual, you know, Christian, whatever like you believe in. I'm a spiritual person, and like, I have just began to give all of my stress to God as soon as it arrives, as soon as it like enters my head. And I feel like this is so much easier said than done. I wish I had a better like explanation for what I think it is, but I can't really explain it. It literally just felt like a switch. I woke up and decided to make a decision to not be stressed out anymore, and it's been working. Like, I give it to God. I know that I've overexerted, overreacted, overthought a lot of things. And I've just been like, this is so not worth the excruciating pain, the lack of sleep, the feeling of regret or despair or depression. Like, it's not worth it. I have to figure out how to give it to God. Like, when people say that, what do they mean? And for me personally, it's as the thought enters my head, or I feel like I'm not breathing right, I feel like I'm going into panic mode, not necessarily an attack, because attacks are quick, fast, they happen and they stop, just like panic mode or your fight or flight when something really stressful happens. I don't do any of those. I don't freeze, I don't fight, I don't panic, I just stop. If I need to step away, if there's too much going on, and you know when you're in that space, when you get there, you feel it, you know. When I get there, I'm like, okay, let's sit down. Let's assess. Maybe write. You know, you guys, everybody has their thing. Maybe write. Maybe listen to music. Grab something to eat, something to drink, something that'll like help you come back down. And then literally sit there. Maybe your way of giving it to God is stopping, praying, sitting with yourself. Maybe you don't give it to God. Maybe you do whatever, you know, works for you spiritually. But like, sit down, breathe, and just let whatever that is go. Do whatever you can. Like, whatever you can fix, whatever you can control, do that to make it easier on yourself. But you can't take a whole problem on. There's little, like a whole problem, there's little things that you can fix, but like at the end of the day, the problem has to work itself out. Like, whether that's with time, whether that's with a group of people trying to fix it, like, you can't take on the whole thing. You're literally gonna, like, you're going to stress yourself out, you're going to struggle, it's not gonna be easy. So like, I was just like, this like, whatever I'm thinking about taking on and it's like stressing me out this bad, like, I just have to let it go. I can't take on all of it. I'm not a superhero. Like, everything will work itself out. Like, and they always say God doesn't give you more than you can handle. That is very true. I know that whether or not I do stress myself out more than I should or need to or have to, it will still work itself out, but I can definitely lighten the load and I can make it easier for myself. And I'm not gonna kill myself in the process, because who wants to go into that mode? I know we all know what it feels like. Problems, like a whole part, like, it's not meant for you to do on your own. You don't need to take on everything that is thrown at you. Do what you can. I don't know, it's so much easier said than done, but I promise, like, once you get there, once you get to a place of peace and tranquility and you know yourself, you know your mind, and you know your gut is so important. Like, your mind is the last to know and the last to accept. Your gut tells you everything. I think that's a big part too. A lot of people stress themselves out because they put themselves in situations they don't need to be in. Your gut is gonna tell you before anything else. Like, if you feel that feeling in your stomach and it doesn't feel right at all, I mean, it can be the smallest thing. If it doesn't feel right at all, there's something off. Don't do it. Like, literally, like, don't even think about it again. Like, that's none of your business. And once you realize that so many things are out of your control, they're none of your business, they don't matter, you feel so much lighter, so much lighter. So yeah, I've been there, I've been doing that. I wrapped up therapy, that felt so great. Like, my therapist, you guys, I talk about her all the time, shout out Courtney, she has gotten me through so much, and I've been so grateful to have somebody like her around. I'm in the place where I just, anytime something bad is happening, I think about what she's taught me, the tools she's given me, the mental capacity, the emotional maturity that she's helped me gain. Like, yeah, I've been in a really, really good place, and I knew that I wanted to be in a place like that before I came here and did my internship, because, you know, I've been telling you guys the whole year that I was going to go to Illinois and do my research in environmental science and pursue my freaking dreams. Like, it's so great. This place has exceeded all expectations. It's been the best couple weeks of my life. Like, and I said that about Costa Rica. Honestly, not many things can top Costa Rica, but I feel like this is just gonna be the best summer ever. And it's already off to a really great start. So I had, I'm an RA here, and like, I had no idea that I was gonna have to, I figured they were saying, think about RAs in college, how they operate, how they function. And like, it's the same in the technicalities, like, they pay for your housing and stuff. And there are some things that I just don't have to worry about, which is luxury. It's a blessing. I'm so happy. I love being a freaking RA. But I thought I was going to have my own room. Oh my gosh, no complaints whatsoever. I have 7 roommates and I'm in a quad, like, you know, like a suite in college, but like a double suite. So it's really great. Like, it's 4 rooms, 2 people each, 8 of us total. I have the best bunch of people. Like, I don't know how I got so lucky, but we literally all get along. We have so much fun. It's been a couple weeks. We've already like gone into the city. We've gone into Chicago and we've spent time in town. Last weekend we went to Wicker Park and we went to this party on a freaking rooftop. Like, hello. We went to the beach. We've been vintage shopping. We're planning out Pride. We're planning out trips to downtown Lamont. Like, we're having the time of our lives. We are having the greatest time. Currently, I think another really good thing that has happened to me, I've had so much gumption, and I've just been ready to, you know, so much motivation and discipline and determination to just do new things since I'm here. Like, I don't want to hold myself back. I don't want to limit anything. I want to do whatever I can and, like, really make the most of this experience and opportunity. I've been running most weekdays, at least 4 times a week with my roommate. Shout out Carol. She's great. The day I got here, she had already been here for a day, and she was like, oh yeah, I just came back from a run. And I'm like every time that anybody would say, anytime I see somebody running, like at school, I'd be like, dang, like, you got it. Like, you are everything I wish I could be. And you literally could be anything you want, Jess. You could be anything you want. And I was like, yeah, runners, you are the stronger batch of people. Like, God handpicked people like you to just be the soldiers. Because it's no way you get up, like, at 6 a.m. and you're like, ah, time to hit the pavement. Like, oh, I was like, there was no, like, at that time, I was like, there is nothing more heinous and that or sounds more terrible than running. And I don't know, she didn't even like pressure me into it or like beg me to do it with her. She was just like, honestly, it's been pretty beneficial, and if you want, you can come. Like, I love running with, you know, I would want a partner to run with, and doing everything as a group, like, you know, in a bunch, in doubles, in a group, like, whatever, it helps you because you're more motivated and, you know, you have people counting on you. These past 2 weeks have been so great for that. I've been running with her, and it gets better every single day. The first run I had, I'm not gonna lie, it was awful. It was terrible because I quit track and field. Like, it's a surprise to a lot of people that I am not running. Like, my best friend, she told her mom, and she was like, Jess is running. And, like, she's not wrong. I know. I literally couldn't stand it. But the first run I had was terrible. I didn't know what I was doing. No technique, terrible breathing. Like, by the time we finished, I was like, it was really, really bad. And I figured, I was like, okay, don't just go out here blind, no plan. When people run, they don't just like walk out the door and start running. Like, I had to stretch, I had to prep, I had to do, I'd say I'm pretty fit. Out of shape a couple weeks ago, maybe out of shape for running, but like overall, I've been really good to my body. I've been working out like every day or doing some type of mobility, something that another thing we've done since I got here, we walked like this 9-mile trail. Like, I have it in me, you know, I can walk. I love to walk, I love to run. My goal every day is like 10,000 steps, and I've been making that marker. Prep first, I didn't have a plan, and then I just thought about it for a little longer, and I was like, okay, what do I need to do to make this easier on me? Like, what's it giving? What should I do? And I started stretching before. I've done like mobility stretches, not like static stretches. I wanted to get my legs in a better place. I wanted to get my mind in a better place. And it's all about breathing. I am in no way a professional. I'm literally just telling you guys my story. I'm not a professional at all. You can listen to me because it's helped me, but like, literally do whatever works for you if you guys are thinking about running. Because like, I'd say give it a shot. Like I said, if there was anybody else more against it, it was me. But I just started doing it, and it's been very helpful. I feel really good in the morning after I do it. But breathing is everything. I do breath work things like at night. Last night I was like, my legs, like, I took all the pressure off of my chest and my stomach, but like, what do I need to do for my legs to feel better? Because I learned how to breathe correctly using my entire chest, all my chest, all the capacity in my lungs to breathe and to not feel like I'm dying by the end of it. Like, my shoulders, my chest, my nose, my just anything above waist hurting is not a good sign. You need to breathe better, and it's like all in your abdomen and stuff. And I figured out how to do abdominal breathing and, like, you know, fire breathing to keep my lungs at a nice steady pace while I'm running, so I don't go into stress mode. Because that's also a thing about stress: if you're breathing with your chest, you're stressed out. It sends signals to your brain to be like, okay, this is an attack, like, this is a panic attack, we are scared, we are stressed, fight. You know, it sends it into that mode. When you breathe from your stomach, you're sending good signals to your brain. You're like, we're okay. You know, like, when you can literally breathe and you see your stomach going in and out and not really your chest, not so much your chest or both your stomach and your chest, you're using all of your lungs. So much better results when you do that. And learning that and just like pushing myself has really helped. We started off doing 2 miles. We would walk, we would run a mile, power walk a mile, and then like run the other half mile. I mean, power walk a half mile, run the other half mile, and then stop. And then we started doing 2 miles straight through. That was hell. Still need to figure out how to breathe. But once I did, it's been almost 2 weeks in between that. And since we've gone from running 2 miles in increments to running 3 miles straight through. So it's been very beneficial. I think by the end of this, if we're feeling crazy, we could be running like, we have like 7 weeks left, 7, 8. We could run like 8 miles maybe. Maybe we could do that. If we break it, it's nothing wrong with doing interval running, especially over hills. Girl, hills are still hell. Like, nothing wrong with interval running. So I think that that has just been one of my favorite elements. Like I said, me and some of my roommates went hiking, and then the next weekend we went to that party, and we went to downtown Chicago, downtown Lamont. We've been having a really good time. And outside of that, because this is just fun, I am here for work. This is a job. I am getting paid. The check is pretty the check's pretty nice, girl. Working on the work side, I've been going into the office. I work in this the prettiest office. Like, guys, this, you know, this is a nice place. It's a national lab, so like the architecture is what you would expect from a place of such high stature, you know, like a place that's funded by the Department of Energy. It's really, really nice. And I love my office. I love the vibe there. I love the people I work with. Currently, actually, today, right now, I'm getting ready to pack. I'm going to Indiana for the weekend so I can start my project. I am so happy about my project. My researcher, he loved my idea. I'm doing work. I don't know if I told you guys. I believe I did, but I'm doing work in solar and like bioenergy. So we're collecting data and we're studying different species and seeing what solar energy in different types of agrivoltaics does for just mainly pollinators, but really any species. We're also trying to see if it has any harmful effects on birds in particular. No harmful effects on birds. The birds are fine. The bats are great if bats are in that area, but like it's the Midwest and some parts like Minnesota, there are bats. The bees, of course, save the bees. Guys, please keep the bees safe. Do whatever you can to keep the bees safe. If you see a bee, please don't kill it. Like, like keep the bees alive. But right, primarily me, I'm focusing on butterflies. And I proposed that to my researcher and I was like, I see that you guys have focused a lot on like bees, birds, bats, but not so much on the monarch butterfly because they are now an endangered species. And that's not good. Like what they do for flowering and pollination as well. They're really good for just for biodiversity. That's the goal. Overall, what we're trying to do is stop certain species that we need, like pollinators, from being endangered. You know, I was like, we need them for biodiversity. Like if that's the goal, then let's study the monarchs. And he loved that idea. I proposed it. And tomorrow we are going to Indiana to go to a site. We're going to stay the weekend. I think we're going to go to a couple sites in Indiana. I'm not sure, but I'm so excited, guys. Like I have conferences coming up. I have more site visits. We're going to do most of the stuff is hybrid. So we can like go over the data in the office or from home, wherever we are. We don't have to be on travel all the time, which is nice, but a lot of it does entail travel. And I think we're gonna go to a conference in Indiana again in a couple weeks for a seminar on agrivoltaics. Agrivoltaics, I just said that and didn't tell you guys what it was. If you don't know, it's just agriculture equipment, like things you put, it's like part of an experiment, things you put in agriculture, like the solar panels, just to see what it does. There are bird watchers, there are certain like motion sensor cameras to spot animals doing certain things. It's just stuff that we work with. If it's not web-based equipment, like I'm coding, they put the coding on me. That was stupid of me to tell them that I took coding. I took a semester of coding. And if anybody's listening to this, oh my gosh, if Kamar is listening to this, he knows. If Jazz is listening to this, we did not take that class seriously. It was a dual enrollment class. And girl, like I hardly paid attention. I was doing C++, and now I'm doing R and like Python. So, you know, cute, but like, I don't. This job being put on me, I was like, oh, please. But it's not bad. Like, R is honestly a lot easier than C++. So, like, I'm cool. I'm chilling. I feel like a computer scientist. But yeah, I'm ready to go into my field of study in particular, get off the computers, go out into the nitty-gritty, to the environment, and do some work. I hope that I save some bees in the process. If I don't save them this summer, I will definitely be back next year. And I can further my project. They've been doing this one for about 6 years. So it's dense. They're adding like components every time. They've answered some questions. They just wrapped up a component of it before I got here. So it was really interesting to read up on that, see what they had done. So that can like help me too, help me do my research on the butterflies. And I'm just having the time of my life, guys. Like, this is really good. I think the piece of advice that I wanted to implement in here is just like, you miss every opportunity you don't take. At one point last year, I was looking at the statistics and just like the people that were here or have done the program before. And it was like U Chicago, there were some Princetons, like, because we're in Chicago, that's mainly like, it's, I think most of these people, at least like probably like half, it's very diverse, like people from all over the place, even international people. Like there's a guy that came from the freaking Philippines, but most people were from U Chicago, some Princetons, a couple Browns, like really some state schools, but also some community colleges. Like it was diversity in programs because they have programs specifically for community college students. But the one I was looking at, it was like really Ivy League-ish. And I was like, oof. Like, am I cut out for this? I put together a really well, like, I sat with that application for a long time and I put my all into it, but I was like, dang, like, am I cut out for this? You know, that imposter syndrome, it was creeping up on me. But I want to tell you guys, like, don't let that get you. You miss every single opportunity you don't take. I wasn't going to do this. Like, I was second guessing myself so much, like my ability as a writer, my ability as a researcher. I didn't have much experience, but they want to be, this place is amazing. They want to be the place that gives you that experience. They want you to succeed. Like, it's very diverse. I think the people that are here are very diverse. I have, you know, a good mix of, you know, races and ethnicities and backgrounds with my roommates, and we all have a different story and we all have different culture to share. Like, we have so much to just give each other and to introduce each other in our time here. And then within the group, the people I hang out with, you know, it's just, it's so diverse. I've always wanted to branch out with that. Going to a really big university, you get your dibble and your dabble, but I hang out with a lot of Black people at school. There are just a lot of white people. And, you know, like at college as well, there's your internationals. There's some people, there's people from everywhere, people that are better off, people that come from struggle. Like, you get that pretty much everywhere. That's life. But to see it in my field and to see it in what I want to do and see so many people here feeling the same exact way that I did. Like, everybody pretty much, when I talked to them and we were all like, oh, what's your biggest fear about this? Like, what are you dreading? What are you most excited for? Everybody was like, oh, I'm just excited for the experience. I'm excited for the time to have a summer away from home and like do what I love. But I'm terrified that I'm not cut out for this. I don't think I'm good enough. I don't know if I have this, if I have what it takes. And I'm like, wow, like, everybody feels exactly the same. So by like day two, day three, I was like, I'm tripping for nothing. And that's kind of when I started giving that whole, you know, doing the whole give your stress to God thing, because I was bugging out. Like, I was tripping for no reason. Everybody feels the same. And when everybody feels the same, you know, it helps you feel more at peace, more at home. Like, okay, we're all in the same boat. We're going to get there together. Yesterday, I actually went to a seminar on imposter syndrome that they provide here. They provide a lot of cool seminars, a lot of cool talks from scientists, people who've done this internship before, gotten a career out of it. Whether it's here at some other national lab, you can do really anything you want, and you can't let imposter syndrome eat you alive. Like, that was what the speaker was talking about. And she was like, yeah, if I let imposter syndrome eat me alive, I wouldn't be the rocket scientist that I am today. And I was like, dang, like damn, that's a power story. And it just goes to show you can literally do anything. You can be anything that you put your mind to, like, you can do it. Guys, I'm so sorry. That noise is coming from my air conditioner. Okay, it stopped. Sorry. But you can literally do anything you want. You can be whatever you want. And you can't let imposter syndrome win. Because the most important thing that she told me that I took away from it was just, it's not imposter syndrome of self. It's just imposter syndrome of the moment. You know you have what it takes. Okay, it's back again. Sorry. It sounds like somebody's screaming. You know you have what it takes. You know you have the chops. Like, in your heart of hearts, you took the chance. Like, if you had enough confidence to apply in the first place, you know that if you get accepted, you have what it takes to be here, or at least you hope you do. You know, you're jumping out on a limb, but just that leap of faith right there is enough to show that you have what it takes. You have what it takes to put yourself out, to be on a spectacle and like be selected, you know, out of a bunch of people. And it feels really good. I must say that this has boosted my confidence in so many ways. And I've learned that confidence is so much more than the physical. And it's so much more than what you can see. It's your attributes. It's not just your accolades, but it's what you, you know, what you put out, what you get back, what you put out. And if you work hard, if you are a hardworking person, if you're a good person that wants to do better, wants to help people, want to just do good, like, I feel like that's boosted my confidence. That's over half of my confidence these days. Like, what I can do, my ability, my drive, that's where I get most of my confidence from. It's so much more than just what I look like, you know, and who I am. I think a lot of that came from the discipline that I have given myself from running. I've never been more disciplined in my life. This morning I ran. I wanted to lay back down. It was 6 o'clock. I wanted to go back to sleep, but I didn't. I got up, me and my roommate got up, and we ran 3 miles. Like, you can do anything you want. You can do anything you put your mind to. And I think that that's just the biggest takeaway that I've gotten from this so far. I will be back next week, so I will be telling you guys more. I'm going to start putting my episodes out on Friday again, by the way. Like, the Monday thing is just to get me back on track because I have a very packed weekend. But I will be releasing again on Friday, so you guys will get this episode on Monday. And then, like, pretty soon after, you'll get an episode on Friday. But every week, I just want to tell you guys, like, something I've learned, what I've taken away from this, what this internship has done for me. And it's done a lot. It's been one of the greatest experiences of my life, and I'm so happy and so blessed and so grateful to be here, and I know that I deserve to be here, which makes all the difference. All right, guys, it feels so good to be back. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for sticking with me. I know that my absence was pretty lengthy, but the people that have reached out to me, asked me if I was going to drop a new episode, told me that they heard my stuff and they want me to keep going. Thank you. I love you. You're doing the Lord's work. You're keeping me motivated. I appreciate it so much. Just to know that you guys come here for like over half an hour and listen to me talk and take the effort to just click on the links that I provide. You guys are the sweetest ever. Thank you for listening to my story. I'm just a little girl with big dreams, and I've wanted to do this for a really long time. So if anything that I say helps you, it's moved you at all in the slightest, thank you. Let me know. It really helps me. It keeps me going. If you guys want to hear anything particular from me, I will leave, per usual, a little description in the caption. You guys can tell me if you want me to talk about something in particular, if you want me to share a certain story from my internship. I will be doing pretty much anything under the sun. I'm working a very big girl job at a very big girl place. So, like, anything you guys want to hear, any advice you need, let me know. Thank you again for tuning in, and I will see you guys next week.